You're holding daf pei zayin. Now the last gemara was we had before that pei vav and beis was Rabbi Chanina ben Akiva's halacha. Just the last sach nachemol. This nan Rabbi Chanina ben Akiva oimer gezustru. That's a porch that's sticking out over a yam. On the bottom is the river, and you have your house that's right next to the river, and you have your porch sticking out over the river. Sheyesh bo arba amas al arba amas. If your porch sticks out, it's 4 amas by 4 amas. That's how big your porch is, which in tfachim is 24. Rashi says 24 tfachim by 24 tfachim, because an amah is six tfachim. So 4 amas by 4 amas is 24 tfachim by 24 tfachim. So there's a kula now. All you have to do is chokak bo dal dal dal. In the middle of your porch, hollow out the mokum 4 tfachim by 4 tfachim. That's all. Just make a hollow hole here, so now you can put your bucket down this hole and schlep up the water. Now the problem is that the water on the bottom of Nahor is a karmelis, and on top of your porch is Rosh HaYochid. You're not allowed to carry from a karmelis to Rosh HaYochid. So the Eitzer is, before we had the Eitzer was, make a hole 4 by 4 here, and then make mechitzas either coming up or else going down the hole, yutfachim. So since the mechitzas are up, yutfachim all around, it's like these mechitzas who say good achis, the mechitzas go down to the water, and it makes the mokim in the water also Rosh HaYochid. So you're carrying up the water from Rosh HaYochid into Rosh HaYochid, that's mutim. That's what we had until now. He says the big kiddush now. The Chanina ben Akiva says no. If you have your big porch here, that's 4 amas by 4 amas, all you have to do is in the middle of the porch, make a hole 4 tfachim by 4 tfachim. Umamala, and stick your pitcher down here, the rope, and you can pick up the water. Omalei Abaya, so now, what's the Hezbollah? What kind of svara is this? I wear the mechitzis. The Terence says, Rabbi Chanina ben Akiva says a new svara from Kaifef. Kaifef means, we look, this is four tfachim here. Now, how many tfachim are left here and here? Another 10 tfachim. Because together it's 4 amas, that's 24 tfachim. So take off the middle 4 tfachim, that's hollow. You have another 10 tfachim each way. We look as if these 10 tfachim here will cough off, make it go straight up. And on this side, we cough off, make it go straight up. So as if these 10 tfachim here now come up, as if you have a mechitza here, and you have a mechitza here. And the same thing the other two sides. The other two sides, the extra 10 tfachim on each side, just bend it up, upwards, as if it looks like a mechitza. So that's a tremendous chiddush. Even though the mice, it's lying down, it's a flat porch, but since it's dalad amis by dalad amis, there's enough area here of 10 tfachim to bring up, we look as if the mechitzas are standing up. And then we say these mechitzas go straight down, that we say good achis. So Mara wanted to say that that's the same sheet as Rabbi Yehuda. So omalei abayi v'dum alohi, maybe no. Ad kan loikam Rabbi Yehuda hosam el diyoma good achis mechitzasa. The Yehuda before said also a kula by water, that if you have your mechitza standing up, even though they're higher up, we say it goes down. Good achis. Avol kaif v'good loy. But maybe Rabbi Yehuda does not from Rabbi Chanina. He never said such a big chiddush. Rabbi Chanina is saying a tremendous chiddush. That first you have to bring up these mechitzas. Right now the porch is a flat porch. There's no mechitzas at all. But since there's enough area, there's 10 tfachim here, we say kaif. We look as if bend it upwards. So bring these 10 tfachim, stand them up. These 10 tfachim, stand them up on all 4 sides, and you make mechitzas. So only Rabbi Chanina says this chiddush, but nobody else says such a chiddush like this. Now even Rabbi Akiva ben Akavya only said this chiddush over the Yam Shel Tveria. What's the mile of the Yam or the river in Tveria? You should know around there's a bank all around the river of Tveria. Which since there's a bank there, that gives it really a shame Rosh HaYochid. There are like mechitzes going all around the Yam Shel Tveria. There are cities, like mechitzas going all around it. So really, the Yam Shel Tveria is a Rosh HaYochid. It's not like all other Yam or all other rivers which has a din karmelis on it, but the Yam Shel Tveria has a din Rosh HaYochid on it. No, the reason why you have to make this takonon, if you want to schlep up the water from the Yam Shel Tveria on top of your porch, the chur, what should be the isser if the yam is a Rosh HaYochid and your porch is a Rosh HaYochid, it should be mutter. So Rashi says, Avada, the Yam Shel Tveria is wider than a Beis HaSayim. It's wider than 70 yamas by 70 yamas. And since nobody lives in these mechitzes, that's the halacha we had before. We had a park. that's wider than 70 yamis, for 70 yamis, since the mechitzas were not made ledira, the mechitzas don't help. So, midrabbanan, you can't carry from the yam shel tverium. Because midrabbanan, in this Rosh Hashanah, you can't carry. But here, where you have this etza, that your porch on top of the yam shel tverium has dalet, 4 amis by 4 amis, it's wide enough to say kofav, that will look as if the extra 10 tfachim are bent upwards to give it a shem mechitzam, will make all only over Yam Shot Tverya. Because Yam Shot Tverya anyway is a Rishus Yochid. Abu Bashar Memes Loi, but other rivets that have a real din caramelist to it, maybe there Rabbi Chanina was never makel. He never said that you could schlep up the water from a real river that's a caramelist to your porch, which is a Rishus Yochid. There he wouldn't be makel so much to say that if it's a flat porch, it'll be mutter to throw down through the hole, since on the sides of the porch will say kofaf, will look as if it's bent upwards. Such a chiddush you wouldn't say by other rivers. Now, Omar Abaya, Oladivir Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya, this we were holding. Omar Abaya, Oladivir Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya, according to Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya, what about Hoysa Smucha Lekaisel? What about if this porch is near the wall? Hoysa Smucha Lekaisel. It's less than 3 tfachim away from the wall. Now the case is like this. You have a wall, this is the wall of your house, and you have now the porch sticking out. Now the porch is kamat 3 tfachim away from the porch is 3 tfachim away from the wall. If it's less than 3 tfachim, we could say loved. We look as if it's attached here, right? So, if it's less than gimel tefachim away, you know how big this the porch has to be that we can say the same svara kofaf will look as if the porch goes upwards to give it mishay mechitzis. Here you don't have to have any more 4 amas by 4 amas. Here even a smaller shear is enough. What's the shear? It's less than gimel tefachim away from the wall. Sorech she orkoi daudamis. That's true. How orka means like here, the length. How long does the porch have to be? That's like a 4 amis. Because we're going to hollow out 4 tfachim in the middle. Now you have to have 10 tfachim here and 10 tfachim here. That the two end 10 tfachim, we're going to say kofaf. We're going to look as if these 10 tfachim here are bent upwards. As if you have a mechitza here, and the same way the other way you have a mechitza. The 10 tfachim here are bent upwards to give it a shem mechitza. So the orkoi, the length here, also has to be daldamis. But the chiddush is the width. How wide does it have to be? It doesn't have to be daldamis anymore. Once you have it within gimel tfachim, so here we're going to say lover. Now this is called attached. Now the wall here of the house is considered one wall. So now you're saying kofaf this way, and you're saying kofaf this way. Now you want to say kofaf the other way. If this way, the width, is 11 tfachim, and a mashru would be kosher. Because once it's 11 tfachim wide, and a mashru more, now, it's a little bit less than 3 tfachim away from the wall. Now you have your mashru, that makes it 3 tfachim. Now another tefach you have to hollow out to make a hole here, 4 tfachim. Now you have left here, another 10 tfachim here. So bring up these tfachim standing up this way. So you have your mechitza here, and the original wall is also a mechitza going up. So the melon, if it's long, 4 amis. That when you hollow out in the middle, 4 tfachim, you have 10 tfachim here and 10 tfachim here, we say both 10 tfachim go up. So the bar, we have 3 mechitzas, one here, one this way, and one this way. Now the other way to get the mechitza here standing up is, if it sticks out, just 11 and the mashru tfachim, that's enough. Because since it's away from here a little bit less than 3, with the extra mashru makes it 3 tfachim, again, hollow out one more tefach, so you have it wide, 4 tfachim here, that's always the shear of Rosh Hashanah Yochid, and then these 10 tfachim left, be kofaf, let them look upwards. So in the case that the porch is next to a wall, it doesn't have to be 4 by 4 amis, it's enough to be long 11 tfachim. Again, it hoysa smucha lekaisel, the pochus megimot tfachim is sarach she orkoi daldamis. It has to be long daldamis. For rochba, how wide does it have to be? Echad osur mashu. Just 11 amis and a little mashu more. Then you have the 3 tfachim and the one more makes it 4 tfachim of the whole. And then you have 10 tfachim left to say kofaf. What about hoysa skufa? Let's say your porch is like sticking up. In other words, you have your wall this way, you have a wall this way, and your other porch now is zokuf. Somehow it's sticking up with the porch. It's not lying down. It's mama zokuf like this. Hey, so he saw zokuf. Let's say it's already standing up. Tzorach she goiva sar tfachim. True. It has to be high yutfachim, the porch. If it's yutfachim high, standing upwards, that's a called like a mechitza. So you have one mechitza here, and you have one mechitza, the wall itself. So now how do you get rid of these two mechitzas here on the two sides? You know how wide it has to be. It has to be wide, two tvachim and a mashu. It has to be wide, six tvachim and two mashin. Six tvachim means like this. How wide is it here? It has to be four tvachim wide, because that's the smaller share of Rosh Hashanah. So once you have four here, now you have another one here, and a mashun to stick out this way, and another one that you can be cuffed off this way, a mashun. So if you put this wall a little bit less than three tefachim away, so now a little bit less than three tefachim, we could say love with here. So the extra mashun gives you three tefachim. Now, this is six long, so then the extra tefach this way, bend over, as if to say now you have four tefachim this way, and the same thing the other side. Bend over the last tefach on the other side, to make it now as if this is four tefachim away, and in the middle is four tefachim. In other words, the middle four tefachim stay put, this tefach here bend over, say kofach this way, and this tefach here bend over. And male now, this is exactly now four tefachim away, because it's one and a mashu out, and you have little less than three tefachim to say lovud. So you have three and one is four. So male, if you have your porch sticking upwards like this, all it has to be is 10 tefachim high, and how wide does it have to be? 6 and 2 mashus. That's the way you can make your heter according to Rabbi Chanina. Weiter, what about Omer Rav Huna Brei de Yeshua? Hoy soy medes bekeren zovis. Let's say it's standing in a keren zovis in the corner. In other words, you already have two walls adjacent one to the other. You have a keren's like an L-shaped wall. And now you have this other porch sticking up like this. It's again zokuf. Now, how wide does it have to be if you want to put it in the middle here? Hoysa mezakaren zovius. Sorach shihei gavoya yutfachim. Again, the porch that's sticking up, that's straight up, has to be 10 tfachim high. That's the mechitz of yutfachim. Veroch ba beis tfachim ushnei mashim. All that has to be wide, just 2 tfachim and 2 mashus. That's all. You know why? Because we're going to put it like right here in this corner here. So now what we're going to do is now, we're going to bend this way, coming this way, and we're going to bend this one going the other way. So if it's two tefachim and two mashus, put it like or right away, gimel tefachim away from this, and this is also gimel tefachim away. So we'll bend this tefach over this way, you'll have four tefachim here. And the same thing, this one now, it's one tefach here, and three tefachim you say with lovud. So therefore you'll have four mechitzes that are area of 4x4 inside. So that's the way you could be matu according to Rabbi Chanina. How to schlep up the water in the Yam Shel Tveria up to your porch. Yeah. Where's the case that the Chanina ben Akavia said, Omer, he said, Gezustura, if you have this porch, Sheyech bo dal damas ha dal damas, that's wide, 4 amas by 4 amas. If you have such a big, wide porch, you know, Chokak bo dal da dalad, all you have to do is in the middle of this porch, a regular flat porch sticking out of the wall, all you have to do is hollow out in the middle of an area of 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, or mamala. And then you're allowed to step up the water out of that hole. Even though you don't have mechitzas on the side, we say this far from kofah. We look as if the extra 10 amas, 10 tefachim on all four sides, are bent upwards to make them to a mechitzah. Is heichim mishkachas lo? How do you have this case that you have to have such a big area? We just got finished saying, if the porch is sticking out of a wall, so you have the wall here to help you out. So it doesn't have to be 4 amas long. It's enough to say it's 11 tefachim long. Why do you have to have a case of 4x4? Like any time this porch is near a wall, you always have this wall for one of the mechitzes. So for the other mechitzes, it just has to be 11 tefachim. Where's the case that he says you have to have benasko 4 amas by 4 amas? The case is the avido ki asista. It's talking about where it's hanging on pegs like. Enechnami, you have a porch just fenced in the year like. It's holding by pegs that are holding it up. And it's not near any wall at all. So if you just have a porch sticking up on top of the Yam Shotverium, if you want to be able to carry from the water from the Yam on top of your porch, that your porch is a Rishus HaYochid, since it's 10 Tfachim high, and it's Rochav Dalid by Dalid, how are you allowed to carry the water from the Karmelis, or from the Yam Shotverium on top? The answer is, in the middle 4 Tfachim, hollow out the hole 4 by 4, and we say now, these 10 Tfachim here go up, these 10 tfachim go up all around the hole. We say the extra 10 tfachim cough up, look as if it's bent upward. It looks as if you have your mechitzas here, and then these mechitzas will say good achas go straight down to the ground, and the whole thing is one rishus hayochid that you're allowed to carry the water up from the Yam Shotverium up until on top of your porch. That's what he was talking about. But Enechnami, if it's not suspended on pegs, but the porch is sticking out of the wall, you always have the wall to be one mechitza, so then you don't have to have 4 amas by 4 amas. It's enough to have less. It could be 4 amas wide, but it only has to be 4 amas long, but how much sticking out? Only 11 tfachim and a mashu. That's enough. So that's the Mishnah. Amis hamayim shiyoyveris bechotzer. An amas hamayim is like a brook, a stream of water that's going through your chotzer. Amis hamayim, a stream of water. Even though the stream of water goes through a chotzer, which is Rishus HaYochid, still it has a din of a karmelis. Because the stream of water, like a river, always has a shem karmelis to it. So, Amas HaMayim Shiyoveres B'chotzer is Ein Mamalon Hemeno B'Shabbos. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to fetch the water out of this stream into the chotzer, because the chotzer is a Rishus HaYochid, and the stream is a karmelis. You can't take the water, you can't carry it from a karmelis into a Rishus HaYochid. Ela im came also lo mechitza gvoya yutfachim, unless you made a mechitza 10 tfachim high, bich nisa, where the place where the water enters into the chotzer, uvi yitziya, and the place where the stream leaves the chotzer. If you make a mechitza 10 tfachim high at the beginning of the chotzer and the end of the chotzer by the stream, that's like chopping off the stream to say it's not a karmelis anymore, but now it's all part of the Rishus HaYochid. That's where it'll be mutter. Yeah. We have Yehuda Leimer, Kaisel Shal Gabo Tide Mishu Mechitza. He holds you don't have to have a special mechitza like going inside the stream that's come out near the water. It's enough if you have a regular wall that goes, that divides the chotzer, even though the wall is only way on top of the stream, that's also enough. If you do a kaisel, if you have a wall, shal gaba, that goes over on top of the stream of water, it's also tidim mishum mechitza. It's also enough of a mechitza to divide it, and now we say the water inside the chotzer is in the Rishus HaYochid, and you're allowed to fetch the water on Shabbos. Om Rabbi Yehuda, maisa bi'omo shal avol. There was a mais in the city called Avol, that there was a stream of water going through the chotzer. Shoyim mamalin mimenu al pi zekeinu b'Shabbos. That the Zekane of the older people in the city were mata the people to schlep the water out of the stream on Shabbos. So Luchur Rabbi Yehuda is bringing a riot to him that they didn't make any special mechitzas there, that they were saying on the regular kaisel, the wall that goes over the stream, the regular wall of the chotzer just went over the stream. Ruloy, they answered back to him, Mifnesh lehoya bokishir. I tell you, over there we're talking about the stream was a very narrow stream of water. It wasn't 4 tfachim wide. Since it wasn't 4 tfachim wide, it never got a shem karmelis. If anything is not 4 tfachim wide, it can't get its own rishus. It has to at least be 4 tfachim wide to give it a shem rishus yachid, or to give it a shem karmelis. If it's less than 4 tfachim wide, it doesn't have a shem karmelis. So therefore, since this water is going through the chotzer, and the chotzer itself is a rishus yachid, so pshit in such a case, you're allowed to carry the water out of the stream of water. Of course, the stream of water doesn't have a shem karmelis then. Rashi, yeah, list Rashi, Shloi Hoysa Kishir, Karmelis, it didn't have a Shem Karmelis. Oy Biyoimik Yud, either the stream was not Yud Tvachim deep, Oy Bereichiv Dalad, or else it wasn't wide Dalad Tvachim. Shein Mayim Nasim Rishus Liyatzmon, Bepochus Miyoimik Yud Bereichiv Dalad. Anytime the stream of water, if you want to give it a Shem Karmelis, it has to be at least Yud Tvachim deep and 4 Tvachim wide. Then, if this stream goes through Rishus Rabim, it's called Rishus Rabim. But if it's less than 4 tfachim wide, the stream, or else the stream is not Yud Tfachim deep,
So then it doesn't have its own shem reshus. So then pshita, the stream, if it's going through the chotzer, it's like the water is in the chotzer, that you're allowed to carry the water out of the stream onto the chotzer, because it's one reshus. So now that's what the Chum answer back to Yehuda. You have no raya from this ma'isam that the umata tav mechitz is going on top of the stream. Because lalocha, we hold no. We hold if you have a stream, the muscle stream we're saying now is 10 tefachim deep, and it's at least dalat tefachim wide. If you want to make a mechitz at the beginning and the end, the mechitz has to be inside the stream. Like it has to be nikkah, you made the mechitz for the purpose of this stream to divide the stream in half, as if to say, outside the chotzer is a karmelis, but inside the chotzer is a reshus yachid. So Mel, if you make good mechitzes there, that divides up the two things. But the mechitzes have to be looking as if it's being done for the purpose of the stream. But if you just have the regular case of the regular wall on top, that's not a good mechitzah according to Chachamim. The Yudals, no, Reb Yudals, even that mechitzah is also good. So to Gemara, Tana Rabbon, Rabbon learned, Osula Bichnisa. Let's say you only made a mechitzah in this stream of water that was flowing through the chotzer, you only made a mechitza b'chnisa. When you're coming in, at the beginning you made a mechitza. But you didn't make a mechitza at the other side of the stream where it leaves the chotzer. Or else, also lo b'yitziya, you only made a mechitza to divide it up where the water leaves. But you did not make the mechitza at the beginning where the water enters into the chotzer. Is halacha ein mamalan himenu b'shabbos. These mechitzas don't help. If you didn't make mechitzas on both sides, we still look as if the stream is attached to the stream of water outside the chotzer, which is a karmelis, and you're not allowed to carry from a karmelis to a reshus yachid on Shabbos. So ain't mamal nemenu b'Shabbos. You're not allowed to fetch the water on Shabbos out of this stream into the chotzer. Ela im kein only if you made also lo mechitza yutfachim. Only if you have a mechitza going straight across the stream that's 10 tefachim high. B'yitziya uvechnisa. Where the water enters the chotzer and where the water leaves the chotzer. If you make two mechitzes, each mechitza yud tvachim high, straight across the stream, then we look as if inside the chotzer, the water in there is in the reshus hayochid, and you're allowed to slap the water from the reshus hayochid into the chotzer. That's mutter. That's the only time it's mutter. Yeah. We have Yehuda Weimer. Yehuda says, Nochamol his kul is, that koisle, if you have stam a wall, shalgaba, that goes along the whole chotzer, and it goes on top of the stream of water also, is tidim asher mechitza. He holds this wall also helps to divide the stream in half, as if to say the water inside the chotzer is a reshus yochid. The water outside is not a reshus yochid. And it's chiddush is, even though these walls were not made beferish, l'shem, the stream of water, it was only made for the chotzer itself, it also helps to divide the water in half. To say the water inside the chotzer is in the reshus hayochid. That's Rav Yudi Shita. Omer Rav Yudi, Rav Yudi brings a raya to his shita. That was a maisa b'yama samayim shoisa bo meyovum litzipori. There was a maisa where the stream of water was flowing from the city of Ovel to the city of Sipori. V'hoya memalan himenu b'shabbos. And the people used to fetch the water out of the stream of water on Shabbos. The stream used to go through the chatzeris. And the people in each chotzer used to schlep the water out into their chotzer. B'Shabbos. Al piyas kenim, the kenim is the gedolim, and those cities were matarit. And even though they did not make special mechitzes where the stream came into the chotzer and where the stream left the chotzer, they didn't make any special mechitzah. Just on every chotzer had mechitzes all around it. So these mechitzes that were made for the chotzer, since they went over the stream, that's also good enough mechitzes to divide the stream in half. As if we look, the water outside the mechitzah is taka karmelis, but the water inside the mechitzah, inside the chotzer, that's a reshus yachid. And the kula, even though these mechitzes were not made beferish, like inside the stream itself, as if to say that the mechitzah has to touch the water. No, the mechitzah is all the way on top, that's also good. That's Reb Yudi Shita. And it brings a raya that the kainim were also matter it like this. Omruloi, the Chum answered back to Reb Yehuda, Misham raya, from there you want to bring me raya to your shita, that we're now where a brook of water is flowing through a chutzer. It's enough, even though you didn't make a mechitzis, l'shem this brook, just the regular mechitzah of the chutzer should be good enough. There the maestro was, that brook of water that went through the chatzerim was not a wide or not a deep brook. So in the middle of the brook didn't have its own Shem Rishus. It wasn't the Carmelis. Because it wasn't Yud Tfachim deep, or else it wasn't Dalet Tfachim wide. So Pshita never got a Shem Carmelis to it. It's like a Mokum Tur all along. Therefore, when this water goes through your Chotzer, Pshita you're allowed to fetch the water on Shabbos. Even without any special mechitzes. Even if you don't have mechitzes on the chotzer going over it. Let's say that's where the Pesach was. Like the entrance of the mechotzer, that's where the stream went through. It would also be mutim. Because the stream doesn't have its own reshus. Since the stream was not wide, dalet tfachim or deep, yud tfachim, it doesn't have its own shem reshus. So it's no raya in a case where you do have a stream of water that's yud tfachim deep and dalet tfachim wide. Then it has a shem karmelis. So if it goes through your chotzer, it's only mutter to schlep the water. If you make a new mechitza to be mavdul, to separate the water in the chotzer, you have to make a special mechitza inside the brook, like to dividing the water. It doesn't stop the flow of water of Adam. Just means you have to have a mechitza there at the bottom of the chitza, like touching the water, so it's a heckier. It looks as if you're dividing the water in here. Martan Yidach. Another brayse we learned like this. Amis Hamayim, if you have this flow of water, Hoiveris Bein Hachalonis, is going like outside your house, there's a flow of water. And like in your back porch, in your backyard, there's a flow of water. Now you don't have a door opening up to it, you just have your windows. Your windows of your house open up, that right outside the window is a flow of water. And you want to, Pashetzik, you want to slap the water up now on Shabbos from this flow of water into your window. Are you allowed to slap it up or not? So Amas Samayim Hoveres Ben Achlonis, it goes in the back of your house, and your windows are on top of the water. Now Pochus Mi Gimel Mishal Shodli Omamala. If the stream of water is not 3 tefachim wide, so it doesn't have a shame caramelist to it, then Pshit is part of the Chotzer. It's like part of the Rishus Yochin now. It's not called its own Rishus. Therefore, you're allowed to Mishal Shodli, lower down your pitcher, Omamala, and you can fetch up the water. What about Gimel? What about if this Amas Samayim, the flow of water, is more than Gimel Tfachim wide? Then Ein Mishal Shlem Dli. Then we say it has a Shem Karmelis, this flow of water, and you're not allowed to lower down your pitcher to schlep up the water. Ein Mishal Shlem Dli, you can't lower down your pitcher of water, the pitcher, Umamala, and schlep up the water. Shirashi learns, Bein Achaloinis, the third line in the Gemara Rashi, Bein Achaloinis. Lemovoy or lechotzer, ubati mikanu mikan asvosoi, vechaloinas psuchan em lamalis. You have your windows facing right next to the stream of water that's flowing through the side of your house. It's pachas megimel, meforish biyozav amaykom. The Gemara will soon explain what was less than gimel tefachim. What are we talking about? That's soon going to be the Gemara's kashrut. But the first man the Yom says, if it's less than 3 tefachim, it's mutter. If it's wide 3 tefachim, then it's osur. That's the first man the Yom. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says no. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel loymer. Pochus midalad, if it's less than 4 tefachim wide, then we say mishal shel dli mamala. It's still mutter. Then you're allowed to lower down your pitcher into this stream of water and bring the water up from the stream into your house. Dalid, but let's say the stream of water is 4 tefachim wide, then it has a shem karmelis on it. Then ain't mishal shlem dli. Then you're not allowed to lower down your dli. You can't lower down your pitcher, mamala. And you can't fetch up the water. That's what the Braita says. So the machlekes, does it have to be roch of gimel to aser? Or it has to be only roch of dalid, 4 tefachim wide, to say that this Amas HaMayim is awesome. Freddy Gemar, but my asking, what are we talking about? What was wide 3? What was wide 4? Ilayma b'yamas HaMayim gufa. If you want to tell me, we're talking about the stream itself. The question is, was this stream wide 3 tefachim? Then the Tanakhama says it's usher. It has the shem karmelis on it, and you're not allowed to fetch the water up from the stream of water into your apartment. Because your apartment is a Rishus HaYochin, and the stream is a karmelis. You can't carry from a karmelis to Rishus HaYochin. For the Gemara, if that's true, that the Tanakhama says, with 3 tefachim alone it becomes usher, v'yeloho d'chiyosi ravdimi. That when Ravdimi came, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, he said over the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Ein Karmelis Pchusa Midalit. You should know a Karmelis can never be a Rishus if it's less than Dalat Tfachim wide. A Rishus always has to be at least Dalat Tfachim or Dalat Tfachim. If it's less than Dalat Tfachim wide, it can't be a Karmelis, it can't be a Rishus Yochid, it's always a Makim Ptur. It can't be a Rishus by itself. That's what Rabbi Dimi said over in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that Ein Karmelis Pchusa Midalit. A Karmelis can't be less than Dalat Tfachim.
is the Chura Leima Ketanoi Yom L'Shmaito. Let's say now Rabbi Yochanan is saying it's Tolna Machlokes Anoyim. Because this Braisa says, the first man of the Yom said, that if the water itself was only wide 3 Tvachin, it had to shen Kamlus on it. And we're saying now it's also to schlep the water from this brook, which is a Kamlus, to your apartment. How wide is it? Only 3 Tvachin. Do you see 3 Tvachin wide can make it a Kamlus? So that's not like Rabbi Yochanan says. So according to Kashrizna, Rabbi Yochanan is saying, I'm telling him,